B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, Brian is back. Well, look at that. That's good.
Hi.
Welcome back, Brian.
Thanks.
Have a nice vacation?
Oh, it was great.
Good. Good. You look good. I like your shirt.
Yeah.
Life is good. It says it all, doesn't it, LBF?
Yes, right. A great white shark with a mask on.
That's right.
That's how
right.
I like my sharks.
With a mask on.
That's how we vacation.
You know what's funny about that shirt? If I would have showed you that a year ago, you wouldn't have gotten it.
No.
I mean, like, that makes no sense. What are you talking about?
Right.
Just wait.
What's up next year? Isn't that great?
No.
Anywho, you look good, Brian. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Not as tan as I thought you'd be.
Well, you know, he's being safe.
Wow.
Safe sunning.
Yeah.
He's also Irish.
He was down the Cape.
Yeah, I know.
Pretty tan.
Yeah.
As tan as an Irish guy gets.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Italian over there. Like,
I know. Gee, not very tan.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Working on your basal cell carcinoma. That's fine.
Well, you're tanner than her.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is.
Everybody is. So was it great?
Oh, it was so nice. You know, just for the last couple of years, we've been going to the Cape. We've never been Cape people.
Yeah?
I kind of like being a Cape
girl. Yeah, Cape people,
Cape's
they're
nice.
Fun.
Are you willing to share the town you went to, or is that too secretive?
We went to East Ham.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Best lobster roll at Arnold's ever.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I got a full-on 2-pound lobster at Arnold's, actually.
2-pound lobster.
It was great.
Wow. What'd that set you back?
With steamers.
What'd that set you back?
I don't know. It was like $40.
That's not bad.
It was great.
While you were gone last week, we talked about market prices.
Yeah.
Was it a market price? Or is it they told you the price?
I don't know.
Do you ever order anything market price without asking the price?
No.
Okay.
That's good.
What are you, crazy?
He's the outlier.
Yeah.
What are you, crazy? Because
Dave does, right?
Dave's like,
and my wife's the same way. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I don't want to know what it is until later.
Yeah. What's that market price running right now? Nope, I don't want that special.
Nope, no one. Anyway, welcome back, Brian.
Thanks.
Well, we had a heck of a week with the $1 million playlist. People were solving them left and right.
Yeah.
We're just giving away money like it's, as you said, going out of style. So we left here Friday with Song Scramble number 9, and we just debuted it, didn't we?
Was it 9 or I don't know.
We're on to 11
We're
now.
On 11.
Anyway.
Whoa.
So we did 2 in one day.
No, sir.
We got a winner that morning at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
The guy knew all 5.
So that was Scramble number 9.
Number 9.
And
winner.
Then
later on Friday, number at 4 o'clock. We solved number 10.
No,
so,
sir.
Just
wow.
like that.
Whoa.
This is number 11. Going to give you a debut. Don't forget, just before 8 o'clock, give you a chance to play it and win $1,000. Here it is. Doable. Couple of recognized.
Totally
you're
doable.
Good at this, LBF.
Yeah.
You're good. You've probably heard something in there.
Oh, I heard a couple of things.
You did, right?
I didn't hear anything.
Really? Same way. I'm with Brian. It's a mess.
I heard a beep.
Yeah, people are good at it. I heard 2 beeps. It was one in the beginning, one in the end. Anyway, 8 o'clock, your chance to do that. Partly cloudy today. Hot, humid, 91. You get the AC back yet?
Nope. We're not putting them in.
LBF.
Oh,
no.
No AC the rest?
Rest of the summer.
Oh, my God.
We can't do it. It's like it'll mess things up. So, yeah. So, man. I don't know what's going to happen.
Say.
What do you think's going to happen to me?
You look fresh, though.
It explains why you're glistening.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, it's going to be a heat wave next 3 days, close to 90. What's our current temp, you ask? 72, right?
Yep.
All right. All ready.
Affirmative. With Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR at work.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, sponsored by Kraft's P3 Portable Protein Packs. Up to 13 grams of protein from meat, cheese, and nuts with a convenient on-the-go packaging. P3 is there for your commute or whenever you need a boost of energy. LBF, what's cool?
Well, wearing a mask is revealing something very important about people, and they're taking action.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yes. All right, Brian, welcome back.
Thank you. You know, we were down the Cape where it's always Shark Week, but on Discovery Channel, Shark Week has begun. I've got some of the latest shows that Shark Week will be showing, including Mike Tyson last night.
You know, is Shark Week every other week now? It seems, I just, right?
Oh, no, Nat Geo did Shark Week. Like, it's not Shark Week,
yeah.
They did
Shark-a-thon.
They tried to jump on.
I don't like Nat Geo's version.
No, it's not as hokey, campy, fun.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to tell
Mike Tyson.
No, there. What more do you want? All right, I'm going to tell you the number one restaurant in a COVID crisis survey.
Oh.
Number one restaurant. Okay. People are going to their go-to restaurant when you just have to go to a restaurant.
Okay.
All right,
so a mask may cover things up, but it's revealing something else. You got some bad breath.
Uh-oh.
And 60% of people say they're brushing their teeth now more. Thank God, because wearing a mask has made them realize just how bad their breath is, according to a new survey.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's it. People are not loving it, and they're like, whoa, dude.
What's that smell?
No, it's me. It's kind of good, you know? I mean, brushing your teeth is very important.
Yeah.
You can't ignore your
So people are getting their own
hygiene funk.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's gross,
plus,
right?
Just wearing that mask, you know, keeping that cave covered.
Yeah.
Keep that cave covered.
Oh, boy.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Shark
Brian
Week.
Brian Bell.
Yeah. The real Shark Week, Discovery Channel. And last night they kicked it off with Mike Tyson at 9 o'clock last night. Tyson versus Jaws, Rumble on the Reef. Basically, I didn't know what to expect. They basically taught Mike Tyson how to dive with sharks, which was kind of cool.
Not punch him.
And he's nuts.
Mm.
He shoved a couple of them. But, like, I was expecting, like, last year when they put Michael Phelps head-to-head with the shark. I was disappointed because Michael Phelps didn't actually swim with sharks, but they saw how fast a shark can swim compared to...
Right.
So I'm like, okay, maybe they'll do like a how hard Mike Tyson hits
or
compared to a shark.
A shark bite versus a Mike Tyson bite.
Right.
Yeah.
None of that. They just taught Mike Tyson about sharks and how to dive. It was pretty good. And hearing him, you know, talk underwater is
fun. Yeah.
But tonight...
He could punch one out.
I think
he could knock out a shark.
See, now that would have... That would have been fun to see.
Where do you punch a shark if they're attacking
you? In the nose.
In the gills,
right,
too.
Right in the nose.
Oh, you go to the gills?
The gills.
I would imagine
right
the
in
gills.
The nose.
Yeah, just keep that in mind. Okay? Yeah. Just wail away, LBF.
No, shark away.
Okay.
Anyway, tonight, check out Shaq is back. Shaq Attack with, I'm looking forward to this because he's going to be doing it with Dude Perfect. So 9 o'clock on Discovery with the Dude Perfect guys and Shaq and sharks.
I might have to watch this.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, finally... What is the number one fast food restaurant or go-to restaurant for sit-down, not fast food, during the crisis? Casual dining places like Applebee's, Chili's, and chain steakhouses like Texas Roadhouse come on top of the list. But what is number one? Where, of the sit-down chains, which one do you think is number one?
The 99.
Nope.
I love their wings.
I love everything. It starts with the salty popcorn. They get you there. Makes you a little thirsty, right? 99? You don't get the salty popcorn?
Oh, wow.
It's free.
I know. I never
eat
it.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. And more beer. Salt. More beer. Olive Garden is the number one restaurant for diners across the country when it comes to dealing with the COVID crisis. It is, well, it's comfort food.
I've never been to an Olive Garden.
You've never been?
Hmm.
Really?
Nope.
Wow. You know, it's not Mamma Mia's, but when you want to endless...
I've never been to a Texas Roadhouse either. I got
those are pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right. I mean, you go. You support your local people,
right.
And that's great. But if you ever want to go to Chaney Chain... some baked lasagna. Just there you have. Endless salad.
I love an endless salad. I like my salads to end, actually.
Yeah, no, and the breadsticks, too.
How's the salad going to end?
All right. There you have it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, it's like a heat wave again. Here we go, guys. A stray shower, thunderstorm possible. A high of 91 today, 73 tonight, 92 tomorrow. And then Wednesday, there's a shot of hitting 89. That's 3 days. Was it 90 yesterday?
No.
Okay, close. So
close, but no.
That's what a heat wave would be.
Three days of 90s. God. It's going to be real fun in my house with no AC.
You got no AC. LBF, what are you doing there? Wow. How do you do this?
I don't know. I'm going to let you know. This is going to be my test week. I just think that basically moving is not going to be an option.
Don't.
Like moving inside my house, not leaving my house.
No, you have to have a fan with you at all times.
Right.
Fan on. I guess you're not interested that August 10th is National S'mores Day.
Oh, I'm interested, Bob. Just because I'm sweating doesn't mean I can't work down.
The chocolate's already melted.
Yeah,
just,
I don't need a fire pit.
Right. Hey, Dave, just put it on the island. It'll melt.
Exactly.
Holy cow. Do you know that this one surprises me? Would you like a fun fact? Yo, the first...
Yeah.
Boy, that's enthusiasm.
Give me some more, Bob.
Thank you, Brian. I missed that. The official s'more recipe was published in the Girl Scout Handbook. And you like to do little multiple choice quizzes, LBF.
Sure.
Was it in 1947, 37, or 27?
37.
Brian?
27.
27 it is.
Wow.
The first s'more. You could hear them on the radio.
It's almost 100 years old.
Remember those commercials back in the day?
No.
Yeah, 1927 radio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you want a tasty snack? Just take a nice marshmallow on the fire, roast it up nice and toasty, melt some chocolate and sandwich it in between
and
some
you'll
graham
be saying,
crackers.
What?
Boy, howdy, it's good.
No.
I want some more?
I want some more.
All right. Yeah. I want some more.
I want some more.
How can I have some more if I haven't had one already?
There you have it. God. Anyway, so that's fun,
yeah.
I think. What's coming up? Dirty laundry.
Really bad weekend.
Yeah.
To be
not a great
a
Monday.
Celebrity.
This is good.
Right?
This is a good show so far. I like it. What's more do you want?
What's more do you want? Somebody broke their back while riding a bicycle, and somebody's house just totally burned down.
Gosh.
We'll tell you who. It's 7:45.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Don't worry.
Good.
Celebrities.
That's good dirt.
More.
Right. Let's get into laundry, LBF. You had all weekend. It's all piled up. What do you got?
Wow, not a great weekend to be a celebrity. First, some are breaking their backs, some are burning down the house, and some just are badly behaved. So first, let's start with the burning down the house. Rachel Ray, her husband John, and their dog Bella are all safe after a fire ripped through their home in upstate New York last night. Family's good. Not sure how badly the house is damaged. I saw some video. It was on fire, for sure.
What happened?
That batch is burned.
The kitchen?
Maybe. It's in Lake Luzerne, which is about an hour north of Albany in the Adirondacks. And the first thing I thought was like, oh, it'd be so nice to visit that.
Wouldn't it be?
All I want to do is go away.
Yeah.
Flames through the roof.
Oh, God.
But she's been filming there, the Rachel Ray Show, since the COVID crisis. So no word on the status of her show. I don't know. I mean, do you watch Rachel Ray, Yamo?
I don't.
It's been a while.
Fine. Yeah. I met her once at Sur La Table.
Was she nice?
She was. She's a little intense. But
she's
you know
on.
What?
She's on.
But
yeah.
She was. Like, she was a little bit harsh in the beginning, but then she warmed up after, like, she realized I wasn't a threat.
A threat.
I wasn't going to take her olive oil away from her.
Yeah,
all right. Also, celebrities hurting themselves. Simon Cowell is recovering from a serious back injury. Broke his back after falling off his brandy new electric bike. He endured more than 6 hours of surgery to repair the damage, and then he had to insert a metal rod. And this is what happens when you buy something and don't read the manual. He's telling everybody to read the manual.
Well, I saw he's lost. I didn't realize he needed to. Like 50 pounds.
He lost 50 pounds?
That's what they said. So his recovery will be easier because he's recently lost 50 pounds.
Well, if he hadn't lost 50 pounds when he fell, he would have been cushioned.
Right?
Right?
Yeah. Who's that?
You know
every story.
Exactly.
I thought he had a rod inserted.
Oh, yeah, no kidding, right. He certainly acts like it. Yeah, see what happens when you're skinny?
Okay.
When you're skinny, you break, and when you're chubby, you bounce.
Nice. Good call.
This healthcare advice brought to you by LBS.
Bumbles do bounce. I love it. That's great.
Okay, and then also, finally, terrible people behaving badly. So this Stylist to the Stars went on TikTok and talked about how badly behaved certain stars are when she tried to style
them.
Good. You want a list?
Yeah, of course.
Nope. Okay, we live J-Lo, for it. Not particularly nice.
Oh.
Marissa Tomei was rude, late, and particular. The woman showed up at 9:30 and she didn't wake up till 12:30 p.m., barely saying hello. And then, let's see, she got a 5 out of 10. The worst, though?
Yeah.
Katherine Heigl. I like Katherine Heigl, and I think people are mean to her because they're like, she has a reputation, so they feed into it. But apparently, she's always very particular again and difficult and always
She admitted
mad.
That she wasn't nice, and she was going to work on it. So that she's halfway there.
That's good.
Remember then, that? She came out and goes, you're right, I'm not nice.
Really? That's kind of, I don't remember that.
I thought that was a nice start.
Yeah, she like disappeared and then started selling like kitty litter. Yeah,
anybody else want to try that?
Jessica Alba?
No, just go with it.
Jessica Alba, not nice, and she does weird things like rub hummus on her dress just to mess
Jessica
with the stylist.
Jessica Alba?
Yeah.
I'm calling BS on this crap. I mean, come on. She rubs hummus on her dress.
Her favorites are Jon Stewart, George Clooney, and Carrie Underwood is the sweetest woman on the planet. A 10 out of 10.
Hey, can I make a Bobservation side note?
Please.
We watched my daughter, Bridget, had never seen The Perfect Storm.
Oh.
So it's a bucket list movie. Watch that. George Clooney was not great.
He didn't even attempt.
Didn't
an
even
accent.
Try to have an accent.
But
which is it better to try?
No.
It's better to not try.
It's better to not try. Diane Lane.
Oh yeah. Wicked bad.
Bobby.
Bobby. Stay.
Oh God, it's awful.
It was good. You know who had the best? I don't know how we came. Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
He sounded just
sounded
like he's
really,
from
really
here.
Good, right?
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
That movie, yeah.
It's a great movie.
It's a good movie.
You're always rooting for those guys at the end.
I know you
think
can,
that boat
can't
is Jessica. Jessica. Oh, they're not going to make it again. Oh, horrifying.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Oh, yeah. Sorry. My bad. If you've never seen it, doesn't end well for Bobby.
Or George. Diane Lane lives, though.
That's true.
She lives another day to say that Boston accent.
Bobby. Anywho, still a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
Stands really the test of time. 6:53, good morning.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All righty, then. Last Thursday, we did what we like to call We Have a Situation, where maybe a listener will email us or call us. Something's going on in their life that they, for whatever reason, are not, you know.
Yeah, they're not. Whatever. They're not doing it right. So we're the Solution Center, and we have listeners because they're the smartest. We're not.
Yeah.
Weigh in on what they should do.
That's right. So we talked to Joe from the Cape last week. Brian, you missed it, but he's been seeing a woman since last summer. They started dating, and, you know. With COVID, they're not seeing each other as much. But he did notice that she never foots the bill on any outing.
Even after a year.
After a year. So he just didn't want to, you know, ruin the relationship. How would he approach it delicately? Because it made him uncomfortable that she would never even reach for her pocketbook or her wallet. So we had some advice. A lot of folks called and said, maybe give her a test of some sort, right? Where... just
wait on the check.
Wait on the
sit
check.
There. Play check
see if she
chicken.
Asks you out.
Check right? chicken.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
I bet you played some check chicken.
Check. I'll have the check chicken, please.
So anyway, he had all kinds of advice. I don't know what he took, but he's on the phone. He's checking in with us. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Joe, you got an update for us with your lovely lady?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
She took me out for my birthday.
She asked you out?
Yeah, she asked me and took me out for my birthday.
Okay.
And it was a really nice dinner, and she turned around, and the check came and took it and said, it's on me.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Congratulations.
She said, it was all on me. Yes. So,
we
had a good dinner and everything else. And
well, you know, we don't have to hear about everything else. I mean, it was a happy birthday.
Good news,
for
you get a free meal once a year.
I'm talking about dessert and things like that.
That's nice, Joe.
Oh, good.
See, I know a lot of our listeners felt that you had to give her a test in order to see. So, not that you were testing her, but were you waiting for her to pick it up, or how much time were you going to give it?
Yeah, waitress brought the check on the little flap and put it right in the middle of the table, and she went she's cooked it right up.
Oh, well, good. That's excellent.
That's an A, right, Albie?
Yep, that's good.
So like
good.
You said, at least once a year.
Once a year, you get a free meal. If you can live with that,
oh,
cheers.
Well, Joe, look, you called us.
I thought it was going to happen a little more.
I'm sure it will.
All right.
She was that first time's the hardest. Joe, you know how that goes. Hey, Joe, that's awesome. You came to the Solution Center, and I think you got a solution.
Walking away a happy customer.
That's right.
Enjoy the day, sir.
All right, Joe. Hope you got a lot more presents for your birthday, too. All right?
All right. Well, thanks, folks. Appreciate it.
There you go. Thank you, Joe. Wink, wink. Yeah.
Solving problems.
He had a nice weekend, didn't he?
I guess.
Yeah. Check chicken. I like that.
Check chicken.
Yes, she grabbed it right up. So there you go. There's Joe.
I hope she does it again, though. I mean, after a year.
Doesn't wait a year.
Brian Bell. Mm.
Yes.
I thought of you during this because didn't you split the check with your wife on the first date?
That's where we went wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
She should have paid?
Well, no. If you split the check the first time, you don't set that precedent that you're going to pay every time.
So that's where you went wrong.
That's where he went wrong.
Oh, that's where he went wrong. I was going to say, oh, I'm confused.
I'm fine.
You're good, right?
Yeah, I married her.
You
still splitting
that.
It?
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
You taking this one or am I taking this one?
I
paid for a lot on vacation because she
bet you did.
Rented
the
house.
Oh, is that what you do? Oh, okay.
So, Brian, you had just got back from vacation.
Yeah.
You're telling us you got steamers and lobster. And nobody in the family likes steamers but you?
No, just me.
Your wife doesn't like them either?
No. She has a shellfish thing.
Oh, that's
and
so great.
You're
you
so lucky.
My children
right?
were disgusted watching me eat. I got a 2-pound lobster and was cracking it open and steamers. And
now,
just
with the steamers,
it.
Do you peel the neck?
Nah.
Yeah. You got to peel,
you don't
if,
peel
if
the neck.
If they're really gross looking, these were nice looking steamers.
Really?
If there's a real ugh on there, pull
I peel that neck off.
I always peel the neck off.
Some of them are disgusting.
So good.
I mean, it really
dirty,
is. I haven't had a steamer in a long time.
If they were
time.
Good, they'd stand on their own and you could sell clam skin.
Yeah, a lot of them, when I pulled them out of the
good,
shell,
right?
It just came right out. It was
oh, that's
delicious.
Awesome. That's a meal. Good for you.
Oh, it was so good.
And it's
and
all
it
yours.
And it disgusted my kids.
All
yay!
Yours.
Nobody wanted any of it.
There you go.
You want to try one?
Smart man.
Want
to try one?
No.
I'll take the neck off for you.
Oh, yeah.
The neck skin, whatever you call that thing. Okay, good. Glad it all worked out for Joe, right?
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Maybe
I'm
they
just
had,
thinking about that.
That neck skin.
I have a name
just
for
nothing.
It. I'll tell you
off
the
air. I
don't want
to
know.
I think we know. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, Brian back from vacation. Tan resting, ready to go. Right? Right.
Yeah,
sure you are. Mondays are tough. Monday after vacation. Impossible.
It's not easy.
You had to do it last week. Brian's doing it, so
I won't expect much from
nope.
Good.
Okay, good.
So let me tell you this story that happened to me real quick. I talked to you about it last week off air in LBF. So I waited for part two to tell it on air.
Okay.
So I go to a store the other day. Can I say the name of the store?
Don't.
Doesn't matter. It's a big box store.
Yeah.
Ends with Mart. Okay?
Jeez,
I can't do any more than that. All right? Big box.
Ends all with right. Mart. Okay.
It could be a K.
Okay.
It could be a wall. You don't know. I'm not going to say. Okay. So, anywho, I get some basic toiletries, toothpaste, blah, blah, blah. And it should have been one bag. So, when I checked out, I just grabbed my bag.
Yep.
I didn't go to self-service. It was, you know, a clerk. They still call them that?
Yep.
Okay. So she says, you forgot a bag. Okay. And I don't know. I'm just doing what I told.
Yeah.
What I'm told. So I grabbed both.
Good soldier.
Right? Hey, yep. Sailor. Yeah, sailor.
Sailor.
Anyway, so I grab both bags, get home. One bag has all the stuff I bought. Bag number two has two.
Mystery bag?
Yes. Mystery bag has two ladies' watches in it.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't know, why do I have these? So I showed Carolyn. She goes, no, I don't want those.
I suggested he just, if anybody's birthdays are coming up.
Yeah.
Right. Bev's birthday, Carolyn's birthday.
They would have been stocking stuffers at the very least.
Right.
But no, I'm not going to do that. So yeah, she said, just bring them back. I said, well, not now, but after work, maybe Friday. So I go back Friday after the show. walk into the store, go right to the customer solution center.
Mm-hmm.
There's a long line.
Ugh.
Here I am, Johnny B. Good, right? Doing,
okay, easy.
Doing,
I mean,
okay,
you're not
fine.
That great.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably a good $40 worth of merchandise.
Brian, you might be over.
Yeah, double.
You might be over. Anyway, so I don't want to wait in line. Because it's like, I'm doing you the favor
I'm
on a Friday.
Yeah.
I'm being a solid citizen. So then I look and I see two young Walmart workers there. Did I say that?
Yep, you did.
They could have been Kmart workers. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway,
question mark, Mart. Yeah.
So anyway, I say, hey, listen, I was here the other day and accidentally they gave me two bags. And she goes, the two watches? And I
stop
said,
it.
I said, yeah, how did you know that? She said, well, the lady who bought them came back yesterday for her two watches. And we looked at the video, and we saw you walk out with them.
Oh. Stop it.
Are you kidding? I'm like,
stop
yeah.
it. You are.
Right?
Oh,
and,
my God.
And she says, oh, but it's okay. We know that you were just handed the bags. You didn't steal them. I'm like, oh, you know that. That's good. Yeah. She goes, we'll just take them. Thanks. We appreciate it. And I said, I think I deserve Shopper of the Day status for this.
Doing the right thing? Just
right.
basic doing the right thing?
Yeah. But don't worry. Don't worry. Yeah, we had you on tape taken.
Well, I love the fact that they had you on tape.
That's the moral of the story.
No, you can get away with nothing.
Nothing.
If not even taking some cheapo watches.
No. Yeah. Right? Like, were you going to call me? They had my credit card.
They did. Maybe they were going to charge
you. Bob Bronson from WROR. Busted
right?
shoplifting.
Oh, I know.
Well, anyway,
you must have a problem.
Anywho, shouldn't I be the shopper of the day?
No, you should not be the shopper of the day.
I returned them.
For doing the right thing.
Okay.
You didn't go over and above. You
I
just
think I did.
Oh, that's your problem. That's your problem.
Really?
I liked how those girls were like, don't think you're too awesome, dude, because we got you on video.
That's
and we could have totally persecuted you.
Yeah, that's what
prosecuted.
They said.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're persecuting
him. Yes, exactly. That's my
right.
job.
Yeah.
I thought it was shopper of the day status, at least.
Nope.
Fine.
I love it.
Yeah, we
that's
saw
good.
You.
Look
that was
you,
creepy.
Bob Bronson.
No kidding, right?
Burglar.
Here's the story. If you ever think you're going to get away with,
anything?
You know, a crime, like let's say you go buy duct tape and
you went from
rope.
Watches to duct tape
well,
and rope?
Boy.
They got you.
Okay.
But I've seen
well,
people on
well,
Dateline
well.
Do
yes,
that.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, well, that's why you don't buy them all the same place.
Exactly,
also,
Brian.
Also, you have to do
space
it with cash
it out.
And you
right.
have to wear a hat.
Yeah. Right. There you
okay.
go.
And today in Murder 101.
There you go.
Oh,
all right, LBF, what do you got? What do you got?
Well, I have...
It really took a turn.
What happens
yes. I don't know.
When celebrities decide to ride bikes on their own?
It's not good.
No, it's not good.
It is not good. Don't you think I should have got a medal or something?
Oh, my God.
Right?
You Valiant. Should not have gotten a medal. A thank you. Bye. See you later.
That's all I got.
That's all you deserve.
Maybe a watch?
I mean, my God.
Watch.
You act like you returned a kid.
I won't next time. I will not. Wacky weekend here for LBF. People
falling off bikes and burning down the house.
A chef burning down the house.
I know. It happens. That's why
wow.
I know dinner is ready as the smoke alarm goes off. No joke.
Dinner's ready.
Lucy is so funny because she'll sit at the kitchen table and the smoke alarm will go off and she will say, dinner's ready.
Dinner's
laugh
ready.
And laugh and laugh.
Won't they laugh?
Yes. Well,
that's
anyway,
funny.
Before we get to who burned their house down, first let's talk about Simon Cowell and taking his electric bike, brandy new electric bike, and driving it around the courtyard of his Malibu mansion.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like? Anyway.
You paint a nice picture.
Yeah, doesn't it nice?
Did,
it,
yeah.
It doesn't turn out so good because he fell off and he broke his back.
Yeah.
He had a 6-hour surgery to repair the damage, and they had to insert a metal rod next to the one.
It was already there.
All right. So it's a, it's an electric kind of fat tire bike,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. So it's kind of like a scooter, I think, meets a bike.
Could you use that for the Pan Mass Challenge?
No, that's just cheating.
It is cheating?
Yeah.
It's a motorized bike.
Uphill. You know, people forgive you for going uphill with it.
No.
What if you're suffering from OLD?
I just don't think it's right to have a motorized
bike. Ride a bike.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, so he was cheating, and then he fell off. And right. So the other thing that you mentioned to me is that Simon Cowell lost like 50 pounds. Mm. And I was looking at pictures of him. He went on a vegan diet.
Yeah.
But this is the problem,
you're
everybody.
You're always hungry.
No.
Mm. Break your back.
When you fall and you're skinny, you break things. If you fall and you're chubs, you bounce. All right?
Bumbles bounce.
That's right. So let this be a lesson to everybody who's on a diet.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Oh, God.
LBF, I'm having a delightful juice from squeeze.com.
That's not a diet. That's a cleanse.
Okay.
Yes, but like people who,
after this weekend, I need one.
But yeah,
after Brian's vacation,
I just want to say that people who are stressing out over a diet, like I didn't make my goal weight this week and all this other stuff. Come on. Yeah. You know what? You're going to bounce.
You bounce better.
You're bounce way better. Yeah. All right.
Insulate those bones.
Wow.
Yes, it's true.
Okay.
Look at me.
Diet tips.
Everything's working. No broken backs. Okay, so the
a rod there.
The chef who burned down her house.
Yeah.
Well, it happened.
Did she do it in 30 minutes or less?
She did. She did. Rachel Ray's upstate New York home that I don't think it's hers. It's on a lake.
Oh, rental?
Yeah, that she's been using through the pandemic for her show. She's been Zooming her shows from this Lake Luzerne place. Totally went up in flames.
Jeez.
She's fine. Her husband John's fine. Their dog Bella's fine. But I looked at the house.
They say you're not a chef until you burn the kitchen down.
Really?
Just like... You're not a DJ until you get fired.
Oh. No. Oh, great. Have you been fired?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fun. You want to
I've had
that?
My turn.
Oh, boy.
I've had my turn.
Okay. Anyway, it doesn't look good for poor Rachel Ray in her house. So she's probably not going to be Zooming her show from there. That batch is burned.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't Rachel?
I will.
Okay. Doesn't Rachel typically cook pretty basic stuff?
She's,
right? It's not.
So here's the thing about Rachel.
She's not
Ray.
Really a chef.
Yeah,
she is
she's
a
like
chef.
A cook. She's a cook.
A cook.
Yeah.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that because it's hard to cook. Everyone's cooking now during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. See, that's how she's made her.
She appeals to
her
bare
fortune.
Minimum.
Yes.
That's what we do.
I mean, she is one step away. Right. From Hamburger Helper, let's
be
honest.
That's right, and that is good because not everyone's highfalutin.
No, not everyone wants to be, what's her name that we like with her husband that she's always sending to the store?
Who?
Ina Garten?
Ina, yeah.
Oh,
you can't all be
really
Ina.
Highfalutin.
No, but
that's pretty fancy stuff.
Fancy stuff.
No, I like
fancier than Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray's great because her portions are big.
Right. That ain't all.
Her back ain't broken.
Her back.
Oh, my God.
Okay. There you have it. Rachel Ray, feel better? All right, guys. Back to business. The $1 million scramble is next. We had two winners on Friday. That hasn't happened before. So maybe it's just getting easier.
Maybe.
Maybe we've cracked the code. Brand new scramble coming up in a couple of minutes. Your shot at $1,000. Then you join the $1 million club.
Isn't that
That's
cool?
what I'm calling it. Then you'll have a chance at $1 million. So it's worth the price of entry.
Yeah.
Stick around. Your shot. Scramble number 11.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments in all windows for two full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player from Ashburnham, right? It's Blake. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning.
How you doing? What's going on today, Blake?
Oh, not much. Enjoying my day off so far.
Oh, what you got planned?
I'm going to work on a 91 Volkswagen Cabriolet. Hopefully get it.
Ooh, nice.
Stop it. Cindy Mancini's car and Can't Buy Me Love.
Oh, my God.
Is it a convertible?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
What color is it?
It's red.
Oh,
that's nice.
Hers was white, but that's okay.
Look at it. You've already won her over, Blake.
Wow.
You already won her over. Okay, hey, you ready to play Super Smart? 60 seconds, win $1,000.
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
All right. You know, you get them all right, we'll give you $1,000. If you're not sure about a question, say pass. If we have time, we'll get back to it. Here we go.
What is 1 plus 8?
9.
What does a red flag mean in auto racing?
Up.
James Brown is the godfather of what?
Oh.
In what city would you find the most famous street named Hate Street?
Pass.
True or false, a colossal squid has the largest eyes in the world?
I'm going to say false.
The four C's to look for in buying a diamond are cut, clarity, carat, and what?
Size.
Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Granite State?
New Hampshire.
In which year did the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor?
49. Oh, 42. Sorry.
During what war did Benedict Arnold become a traitor to the American people?
Oh, the Civil War?
Edward VIII abdicated the throne for this woman.
Pass.
In which city would you find the most famous street? Hate Street?
Right by Ashbury. San Francisco.
It's kind of a dump.
Oh, it is now.
Nice. Nice.
Be sure to put a flower in your hair. Okay, Blake. Yeah. Glad you got the day off, Blake.
Oh.
Just relax.
Yeah. We learned some things.
We got four.
Okay.
You got to read some history on your day off.
All right. Blake.
Now, what'd you miss?
True or false, a colossal squid has the largest size in the world. It's actually true. The four C's to look for in buying a diamond are cut, clarity, carat, and color.
Have you bought a diamond for anybody yet, Blake?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I can tell. Now you That's know. All right. You don't forget those things.
Nope.
In which year did the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor? You off by one. 1941.
Yeah.
Benedict Arnold became a traitor to the American people during the American Revolution, and Edward VIII abdicated the throne for Wallace Simpson. Mm.
That's a woman, by the way, just so you know.
Wallace?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And he might. Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you left somebody for a Wallace, you'd think it was, you know, not a woman. Her name was W-A-L-L-I-S.
Yeah. They don't name people Wallace?
Not anymore.
No, I guess not.
Have you ever met a Wallace? Anyway.
I have never met, when I was in grade school, I was in love with Rob Wallace.
Okay, that's fine.
But that's All a right. whole different cool. story, okay, Bob.
Sorry. Fun story, huh, Blake? Boy. Hey, Blake, look, enjoy your day off. Work on the car. Have some fun. We're going to send you a $50 Disney gift card. Now, Brian, you can pretty much do whatever you want with that Disney gift card, right? You can
sure.
Online.
Disney store.
Disney store. If there's somebody you want to buy for, go for it, okay?
Nice.
Thank you, Blake.
Sounds so cool. Thanks.
There you have it. Well, make sure you leave ROR on your radio. It's good to work on your car with your cabriolet.
Such a great car.
You like that.
Oh, a cabriolet?
Yeah. You love that.
It's the best. Yeah. It's a total 90s car.
Throwback. Okay. Yep. So we're going to put up our multiple choice game coming up.
Yes, we are. So you can go practice at WROR.com. And, you know, while you're there, register to play the game.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Okay, LBF, what is cool? What do you have?
Well, the good news about wearing a mask is people have discovered something about themselves and they're doing something to fix it, finally.
Okay, good. Brian Bell.
All right, I'll stay on the masks theme. Let's go diving mask this time because it's Shark Week.
Oh,
Discovery Channel kicked it off last night. Official Discovery Channel Shark Week with Mike Tyson.
Mm.
So I'll tell you about that and what's coming up tonight.
Okay. And I'll see your masks and I'll match it.
Oh, okay.
With the right mask to wear and the one that scored the least effective. Somebody in the room likes to wear one. I'm just saying. Okay.
You know that when somebody asks you, like, oh, what smells? And then somebody says, maybe it's your breath blowing back in your face.
Right. Is that what you said?
Fourth grade.
I did, too.
Third grade,
yeah,
maybe
right?
Fourth. Okay.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is. It's your breath blowing back in your face.
Buffalo breath.
Dog breath is our expression. Oh, jeez, dog breath. Or breath of 1,000 dragons. Anyway, your mask is letting everyone know that, you know, people themselves know that your breath kind of stinks.
Yeah.
60% of people have been brushing their teeth and flossing and everything
more
often because they're
right?
like, dang, it is my breath blowing back in my face.
Wow.
Yep. So there you go.
Are we driving past the dump?
No, nope, it's your breath.
This has happened to you, though, right? Have you, you know.
Yeah,
this
your horrible breath?
Oh, my God, it's terrible.
It hasn't?
No, but like, you know, coffee breath, like, every, you know,
yeah,
you drink
like,
coffee
yeah,
and then you put on your mask, you're like,
who just ate tuna fish?
Oh, yeah, me.
Nachos. I realize that I eat a lot of very flavorful things. So, yeah. Anyway, there you go.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, Brian.
All right, so Shark
flavorful
Week. Official Shark Week on Discovery Channel kicked off last night. Their show was Tyson versus Jaws, Rumble on the Reef. And if you didn't catch it, basically what they did, they taught Mike Tyson how to scuba dive and swim with sharks. Wow. And then he actually, like, manhandled a shark at the end of this thing.
Did he punch it in the nose?
Did he bite
just
it in the
about
ear?
He grabbed it, bit its fin. Jeez. And then
bit its fin?
No, they just tagged
it.
Get it.
But here's a little clip from the show last night. Mike was having a little trouble.
You all right, mate? It's definitely not encouraging to see a first-time shark diver in chainmail about to get in with sharks throwing his guts up. He throws up inside his full face mask. He's not experienced enough to know what to do, and he could panic, he could drown in his own vomit. That would be a terrible way to go.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, terrible.
That would be a terrible
talk
way
about
to go.
Chum.
Ooh, I know, right? Yeah. Swim with a chum. Exactly.
Why'd he lose his cookies?
He was just losing it for that final dive. He was a little nervous, a little upset tummy on Iron Mike.
Wow.
But he conquered the sharks.
Does he look good, though? He's ready to go.
I don't know. You could use a shave. He's got that weird beard going on.
Yeah, but he's in shape.
And they'll be running that again all during Shark Week, I'm sure. The new show tonight is a Shaq Attack. Shaquille O'Neal is back, and he's got the gang from Dude Perfect. I love those guys. So that should be a lot of fun on Shark Week, 9 o'clock tonight on Discovery.
Okay, and lastly, a new study at Duke University. They're smart at Duke. They looked at 14 different types of face coverings to see which ones blocked the most particles, and there were some clear winners and losers. Overall, they found the N95 mask worked best and blocked the most particles, if you can get them, right?
Yeah.
Not surprising. Disposable surgical masks, the blue ones that everyone's wearing, those are pretty good, almost as good. Homemade cotton masks with multiple layers did well. That's what I think your mom
made. My mom's making those.
Made those, Brian. Knitted masks with bigger holes like a scarf don't block as many. Shocking.
Macrame. Bad mask.
Not a good mask.
Bad mask.
Bandanas don't do that well either. You know the gunslinger type?
Yeah. I love a gunslinger.
That's
type.
What they look like. But you don't want the gunslinger sneezing on you.
No. Okay.
Not good. Mm. But the worst mask, and they say by far, were those neck fleeces, also called gator masks.
Oh.
They're the ones you wear around your neck. A lot of people use them when they work out.
Yeah.
They didn't block particles, like, basically at all, and actually made things worse.
Really?
How about that?
It's because people are heavy breathing when they're exercising.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. It's just coming on out.
Good.
So your best
that.
N95, the non-sexy blue ones, right? Or the surgical mask.
I don't know. That might do it for some people.
Hey, nurse.
Yeah.
Didn't think of that. Play doctor. Or nurse.
All right.
Whatever works.
Whatever you're into.
Whatever you're into.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's great. Cool. Pro tip. I love it. All right. It's 8:33. Hey, I haven't heard this one in a while.
I love this song.
Allentown. What state's that in?
Pennsylvania.
You got it.
Thank God.
1057 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. The summer of nonstop music kicks off at 9:15. So if you're heading into work, make sure you leave us on for 3 hours. Nonstop music.
That's great.
Tons of it. No chit-chat. None of that. Just lots of music.
Yep.
And the best part is the only time we stop is to give you a shot at $1,000.
Yeah.
And then maybe join the $1 million club.
Pull over, get $1,000, and then keep going.
Keep rolling. That's what we're going to do starting about 9:10-ish. Well, Brian, I call him Bob Servation, but if you can feel free to use the phrase here because we were just talking about your vacation.
Yeah.
Or you could just call it an observation.
No,
like
no.
It's no fun.
It doesn't have the ring to it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, fine. So, Brian, do you have an observation about the beach?
You know what really rings my bell,
no,
Bob?
It doesn't. Not at all. Hey, that's pretty good.
Oh, rings my bell.
This rings my bell, Brian Bell.
You know, we took
don't
the family.
Don't roll your eyes like
went
that.
Went down to the beach. Sorted.
Yeah, go ahead.
Got a couple of nice beach days.
Rings my bell.
Down in Eastham. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
We have, it's our favorite beach. It's I love it so much, I'm not even going to tell you which one it is.
I wouldn't.
Because it's not too crowded. Some of the beaches have been getting very crowded. So we went. Got there nice and early, and I think one of my favorite things...
What time is nice and early?
Well, you see, they started charging at 9 o'clock, and if you get in before 9, you don't have to pay.
That's good.
So we pulled in at 8:55.
Tide
is low, lots of beach,
yeah.
Picked a nice front row spot. We were like the second people on the beach, set everything up, nice spot. And then, you know, the beach people start coming in. We start going out swimming. We take walks down in the tide pools. We come back. You know, you're supposed to be 12 feet away on the beach.
Yep.
Somebody set up. And I was like, that looks like it's a little close to me. I mean, I don't want to get out a tape measure or anything.
Oh, you should have.
Well, how many feet were they close to you? Like,
they were probably like 8 feet.
That's not good. I would have got my tape measure out, and I would have been like, move it. Right?
Oh, would you?
And yes, I would.
Oh, would you? Come on. I just like a break. No, you talk under your breath.
I would have made Dave do it. Or I would have been like.
I just tried to make my kids run around and be really annoying.
Move it.
Didn't really take that much.
Did you do anything?
No, I mean, you
know. Did you scooch over a little? Maybe that's what I would
have. There was nowhere to scooch.
Was it a family?
It was a family, yeah.
A real rude family.
Loud family. And I was just like. And they showed up like. This was later in the morning.
Oh, so they were like lazy and had
so I'm
no
like,
idea.
Did you, I've been here since 9.
Did you huff and puff it a little bit?
Just
maybe
kinda,
just one, really?
Well, you can't huff and puff. You'll get the COVID.
Yeah. I mean
droplets, sir.
You don't have to wear your mask at the beach. Am I right? No,
once
you
get to your spot, you got to wear it walking out to the parking lot, walking around, but going
it's
in to swim.
Fun, but yeah.
No, it's tough. That's like it's hard enough to lug all your stuff without the mask. Brutal.
Lug stuff with the mask.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would have been like, oh, my God.
I would have said, really?
Like, yes.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
Passive aggressive.
Right. Really? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and then they'd say, what? And then you go, you're
then kind what would you say?
Real close.
Then you're a little close. I'm just saying.
Especially a little close.
Especially these days.
Yeah.
Because if it's 12 feet, it's 12 feet. I'm concerned for your health.
Yeah.
You don't know where I've been.
Yeah, exactly.
I know
that?
Where I've been. And
you don't want to be close to that.
Nice.
Anyway. Very concerned.
All right, so that's what rings his bell.
Anyway,
that's what rings his bell.
Really rings
When I complain, it's going to be, you've got to be LBF. Been kidding.
Now that's good. That is. Did you just make that up?
I did.
That's pretty good.
Hey,
I can't wait to hear what's LBFing you up.
So you can have your observations,
Bob.
Right, fine. I want to go home.
Me too. Let's do some traffic and go home.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Heat wave today. High 91. Down to 73 tonight. No cooling off, really. And 92 tomorrow. Yikes!
Yeah.
Wednesday, it's going to be 89. Might just kiss 90.
What do you think it's going to be like with no air conditioning in my
house? LBF, you have no air conditioning. If I were you, I wouldn't want
to
know.
We had to take them out. So
leave.
Now.
Go to Bruce's house.
No, there's so many people living there.
Really?
Yeah.
But they have air because they have air conditioning.
Yes, they have central
That's
air.
That's why everybody's there.
Yes.
I worry about you tonight.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing you can do?
Nope.
Get a hotel.
No.
You didn't thought about that?
No.
Okay.
That's rich people's problem. I got to, you know?
Now I know
I'm going to sweat it out.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be good for me.
Good luck. It's like a prison diet.
It'd be like a detox.
Sweat.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear there's a new dating app for cat people?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Tabby.
All righty.
It launched Catterday.
Oh, stop it.
That's not
all
my
you
words.
Cool cats and kittens?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem.
Uh-huh.
Like, people who have cats, they're lovely, great people. They're awesome. But then there's, like, you know, Tiger King lady who's like,
hey, oh, you cool cats and kittens.
Hey, hey.
Okay.
Create a profile.
And she found her guy.
Yeah, she sure did.
She did. She found her little kitty lover.
Got rid of one, and then.
Here's what you do. You create a profile. Describe yourself just like normal dating apps, but you're also encouraged to upload photos and or videos of your cats. Describe their personality.
I think what you name your cats says a heck of a lot
Does
about
it?
You. Yeah, you want to know what the name of my cats were?
What was that?
What?
Fresca and Ringding.
Boy, that does say a lot.
Wow. I'm conflicted. You know,
not you, Ringding.
But hungry.
If only you had that third cat home on Friday night.
Okay. Well, too bad this wasn't around when you had Fresca and Ringding. It's just helping our listeners out. It's a new app. You can get it at the App Store. At the website, by the way, look it up.
Yeah.
TabbyDates.com.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Okay,
here we go. Alrighty.
Tabby Dates.
Did you ever have a cat?
I did.
What's the cat's name?
Brando.
See what I'm saying?
See? pretty good.
We also had a cat named Cat and a cat named Kitty.
Okay. Yeah, that is low effort.
Yes, right.
My favorite, my neighbor had a cat. I liked him. His name was Slim Jim.
Oh,
I didn't know
if
he was named after the jerky or he was skinny.
My friend Maggie had a cat called Mr. Tibbs. I loved that cat. Mr. Tibbs.
No, name Mr. Tibbs.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What you name your cat says a lot about
you. It sure does, Ring Ding. Sure does. Fresca. I like old.
Fresca.
It made you feel better about having the Ring Ding.
Yes, it did. See, I was conflicted. I was on a diet, but I was really hungry for chocolate.
Right.
You know a lot about
Anywho,
me.
TabbyDates.com. Find your Fresca.